This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline, Enough is Enough. LANL must comply with the law. On Thursday, November 19th, CCNS filed a petition for certiorari with the U.S. Supreme Court for review of a Tenth Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals unpublished decision that declared CCNS did not have standing to challenge a Clean Water Act permit for Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL. The Tenth Circuit's decision is in conflict with U.S. Supreme Court decisions and with decisions throughout the Court of Appeals. Standing is a legal principle to ensure that the entity bringing a lawsuit is the one who has or will suffer the injury. In our case, meeting the standard means asserting that our experience of the Rio Grande Valley is diminished by our fear of the Rio Grande becoming contaminated by LANL's radioactive liquid waste treatment facility. The facility is not regulated by the Federal Resource Conservation and Recovery Act, RCRA, which governs hazardous waste from cradle to grave. The Tenth Circuit referred to the standing principle but then added the requirement that CCNS needed to show that contaminants from the facility actually reach the Rio Grande 8 miles away. In settled law on standing, CCNS members would only need to show that their use and enjoyment of the valley is diminished by the fear that the facility is not properly regulated. The facility handles, treats, and stores hazardous waste. Therefore, it must comply with the